This is the CBS Evening News. With Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation.
Military threat.
Flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar and an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims. How they die. Chemical weapons. Carpet bombing. Deaths. Trump FBI. Killed and injured children. Police conspiracy. Negative attacks. Discipline. Sex and drinking binges. Dying of a heart attack. Dying of breast cancer. Dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb. Mountains of credit card debt. The mountain of cocaine. Tons of cocaine. Atomic bomb radiation experiments. Unwitting test subjects. Dangerous radiation. Marijuana abuse. Hooked on drugs. Time for us to bug out. Rock. Rock. Rock by rape. Rock. Rock. Rock by rape. Rock. Rock. Rock by rape. Sex, drugs, and rock by rape.
Hi, my name's Droops. Welcome to my unnamed radio show. This show is going to be a little different. It's going to be a little bit of the same. I'm trying to focus on articles in the Wall Street Journal, but I'm going to have some of my own life thrown in. And the Wall Street Journal, it's a very important newspaper. Business leaders read this newspaper. Now, while an article might not be true, it might have misleading information, you might say that's outrageous crap, they're still reading it. Most of them, we hope, are smart enough to make their own opinions, but some of them, as we all know, aren't. I'm going to focus on these articles that I pull out of here, give a little comment, a little brief review, and hopefully we'll all learn something from this. Now, this is the pilot episode, so I'm just really testing it to see how everything goes. Some of these articles aren't real, but I'm going to read some of it and see if we can get some, about 10-15 minutes of time spent into it. Now, y'all might know me as the guy that says, a lot on the radio. Not that I've ever been on the radio, but that's how it goes. And when y'all see this upcoming version of Hack TV, that's episode 2, according to Stank, you're going to see me talking about geocaching. Geocaching's a really cool thing, really into it. If you ever have any questions, you don't worry about asking me, just email me at droops@gmail.com. Now, I'm a nerd. I go to Ole Miss. I'm in the business school. And I have a bunch of computers running in my little computer lab at my house. I have a server that's running Windows 2000. Not real elite, but I'm studying. Still that guy that says a lot. Anyway, I'm studying for my MCSE. Kind of have to have Windows 2000 running for such a test. My laptop that I use for all my other things, other than serving and storing illegally downloaded things, it's running Mepis. It's a ThinkPad. Really enjoy the heck out of it. If anyone on the forums asks what kind of laptop to get, I'm going to say ThinkPad, because there's been several of these popping up lately. ThinkPads are badass. I've got a computer that St. Jude, the cancer place, threw away. It's that shitty. It's running Slack quite nicely. I just installed it tonight. Still working on it. My fiance's computer is running Windows XP. She also has a Hotmail address and uses that MSN Messenger thing. I also have my first computer that I ever had. It's Commodore 64. It's running. I suck at games. I can play games on it quite well. I've never moved up from there. I've got another computer that's running FreeDOS, which is kind of ironic because the other day was the 10th anniversary of FreeDOS. I also have a PS2, which is an IBM PS2, which is the first IBM-compatible computer I ever had. This isn't mine. Mine long dead, but someone gave this to me, thinking that it would still be a great computer. It's still running Windows 3.11 for workgroups because I'm old school elite like that. And I'm playing a lot of Commander Keen with it. Alright. Now, getting my docs pretty easy. Probably no one cares, but I'm going to give you all a little insight on the droops. My name's Andrew. That's where the droops came from. 23 years old. I live in New Albany, Mississippi, which is a little dinky-ass hick town in North Mississippi that we really like. My phone number's not hard to find. Social's probably a little harder to find, but I'm sure y'all can get it. I'm going to go down this little application that I have. It says application to date our daughter. I found it on the internet. My Boy Scout rank was I was a Cub Scout, but I went to military school for 5 years. I was a cadet captain when I left there. Lots of fun with all that. My mother's name's Bonnie. My dad's name's Andy. There's a whole selection of things. Do I own any of them? I have a firearm, and I have a truck. My fiance also has a brand new T-Bird convertible that we've been enjoying the shit out of. I smoke, I drink, I gamble. I've actually not technically been arrested, but I've had 20 felonies charged to get me. 20 felonies in one instance. Do I drive over the speed limit? Hell yeah, I do. Have you ever seen Elvis? I have seen Elvis. Not in person, but I've seen Elvis in spirit. There's this crazy motherfucker that lives in Holly Springs, Mississippi. If you're ever anywhere near Memphis, you've got to go to Holly Springs, Mississippi, and go to Graceland, too. There's this old man named Paul McLeod who has dedicated his life to preserving Elvis memorabilia. You can go in this fucker's house 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and he will be there to greet you. It's real cheap. You pay him some money, and he'll take you through the tour. Everything in this man's house has to do with Elvis. He doesn't have an Elvis bed, but he has an Elvis sleeping bag that he sleeps on, or sleeps in on the floor. The walls, the ceilings, completely covered in Elvis. He actually has an Elvis costume that he's planning on being buried in so he can haunt his ex-wife who divorced him over the Elvis thing. His son's name is Elvis Aaron Presley McLeod. He has 100-something Christmas trees that he spray-painted blue because Elvis sang a song named Blue Christmas. If you're watching Friends and Joey mentions the name Elvis, then this guy's got it recorded and stored in a box at his house. He actually has the last known footage of Elvis because he used to stand in front of Graceland with an old-timey video camera, I guess, and videotape Elvis driving up or pissing off his back step or whatever. This man's insane. If you go there 3 times, you can get your picture taken in an Elvis jacket and have your picture put up on the wall. But there's a flaw in that really neat plan. He's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He doesn't want to miss with the jacket, and it's a leather jacket, and he can't really wash it at his house. So this jacket hasn't been washed in 30 years. It stinks so fucking bad, I don't even want to go back for the 3rd time so I can become a lifetime member and get my picture taken in the jacket. Anyway, that's Elvis. Love Elvis. Now, let's move on from my little Elvis story. And I have a few news articles to read. Let me check my time here. How long have I been going? Ooh, like 7 minutes and something. All right. Now, the first thing I'm going to talk about is Bell South. Bell South is the shittiest fucking company in the world other than Singular. I hate them. I hate them so fucking much. Bell South is actually trying to get $20 out of me right now. Because when I moved from North Louisiana to move to North Mississippi, I called, canceled my phone, and I said to the person that was canceling, I said, when I cancel my phone, does this also cancel my DSL? The lady said yes. So I believed them, and I guess that was my fault. And they sent me a bill for several hundred dollars for DSL service when I didn't even live in that fucking state. And I had a phone through them in another state. Fucking retarded. And I spent some time trying to get it off the phone with them, or get my bill taken off. And finally, I've just let them take it to collection agencies. They had a lawyer after me for $20. Actually, it was like $16. Like, that lawyer's time probably cost more than $16, but whatever. They can spend all their money they fucking want. They're not getting shit from me. I don't fucking owe them the money. Well, anyway, I don't have the phone service. My fiance, who I live with, does have the phone service in her name. Because she owned the house. Got hers transferred over here. And we moved over here. Anyway, they sent her a letter. It says, "Dear Miss Jennifer, whatever. Because you're a valued BellSouth customer, we're always glad we can point out a great deal like this. The BellSouth Complete Choice Plan is truly a great deal for you. You already know how calling features like Caller ID Deluxe and Call Waiting Deluxe can help you and your family get organized and stay connected. Now, how do we know? We've never had this shit. Like, I've had it at my parents' house. But, Jennifer's parents don't have that. So how would we know how these great features are good? But, excuse me, BellSouth is all-knowing. Then in bold, get the features you want and more for your money with the BellSouth Complete Choice Plan. Get the Complete Choice Plan and get our best value." Now, let's talk about the next page. It says, "Compare your current month service to the BellSouth Complete Choice Plan and see how much more you can get for your money. You currently spend $15.85 per month, but, oh my god, we're going to save some fucking money with this BellSouth Complete Choice Plan, which is $35 a month. So they want us to spend $19.50 more a month to save money. I mean, that's a really good deal, actually. That's a really good deal. No, fucking not. That's retarded. BellSouth is shit. They're just greedy motherfuckers. They made a profit last year in the billions. In the billions. And they charged me $5 more a month to recoup some fucking cost. Like, they just decided they were going to do that to me. Not what I signed up for. When I signed up, I didn't have that $5 charge on my DSL. But all of a sudden, they do. Stank had the same problem. If our cable company didn't suck real bad, I'd go with them. BellSouth DSL is still the best around here, even though I fucking hate the company. Alright, now I live in North Mississippi. What's near North Mississippi? Big city? Memphis. I was just reading here at headlinenews.com that an iPod, now this is fake, don't believe it, was used in a domestic homicide. Memphis, Tennessee. A Memphis woman was arrested and charged with first-degree murder after she bludgeoned her boyfriend to death with an iPod. With an iPod? I really want an iPod. Now that it's theoretically could be used as a murder weapon, I kind of want it more. Her boyfriend was 27. His name was Brad Pulaski. He died of blunt trauma to the head after being repeatedly bludgeoned with an iPod, popular MP3 player produced by Apple. The police said no motive had been confirmed, although evidence suggested the murder was a result of domestic dispute after Pulaski erased the contents of Mather's iPod. Ooh. She had about 2,000 MP3s on there. Took about 3 months to collect it. And he erased them, saying that they were illegally downloaded and it wasn't fair. And she killed him with her iPod. And it's fake. Fake story. But it's kind of funny because it doesn't say that. And it appears to be a true story. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is a thing. True thing. It took him a while to die, Dr. Kalman said. She must have stabbed him 40 to 80 times with that iPod. His death was not instantaneous, that's for sure. Kind of a little funny article. Now, as we all know, back to the Wall Street Journal, Windows is planning a starter edition for the developing world. They're not going to release it in English. So all the Americans that have all this money that they can just give away to Microsoft, because Microsoft needs more money, you know, they, listening somewhere, I think it was, I don't know, it was either Ben Rapp or, Leo Laporte saying this, that Microsoft is, spending like $200 million to advertise the Service Pack 2, which is a free download. I don't really think that I need to give those people any money if they're spending that much money to advertise a free product. That they should just fucking put in a CD and mail to every one of their fucking customers. It wouldn't cost that much to advertise it. That's really, really fucking silly. And I don't think they need money if they're just going to spend it like that. And speaking of all of this, I work at a computer store where I sell computers. And there's a lot of poor people that come in. and there's something wrong with their computer and they want to, you know, fix it, or they don't know what to do, Microsoft needs to spend some fucking money and either warn people about viruses and adware, or just fucking fix their product. Like, I don't know, Service Pack 2 is going to fix some of this shit, but the majority of users out there are still not going to start install Service Pack 2. They don't know what the fuck that is. No one, half the people that come in our store don't know what a Windows update is. And it's just really, really sad, the state of computing. Like, people will take their computer home that they buy and plug it in and expect it to work. And then all of a sudden, they'll get this little message saying they have 60 seconds to turn the computer off or it's going to restart itself. And they say, man, this computer doesn't work. No, no. Microsoft gave them shitty shit. They gave it to my store, my store sold it to them. So I like to tell all my customers about Windows updates, things like that. Get them to get some blank CDs, and I'll actually have some with me, and or the files with me, and put them on their blank CDs for them, just to help them out. But like that shit, that money Microsoft has, they're just throwing it away. They should be spending it more wisely. Anyway, kind of went off on a little ramble there. PalmSource, who's the software maker for Palm Devices, they split up into Palm One, PalmSource. Their net loss this quarter was not as much as they had planned, and still, they had a net loss. I have two PDAs. I have a Palm Zire 72, and I have an old iPack. And it's still the big style, the big old body. I really love both of them. I don't know which one I like more. My fiance wants one of them. I don't know which one to give her. And, I don't like having my phone very multifunctional. Like, I like having an alarm clock and then a phone that fucking answers, you know, and I can call people with and store names. I don't really want my phone to be my PDA. I want to have two separate devices. I mean, I have two phones and two PDAs, and I'm trying to get an iPod. That's five things to carry around in my pocket that are big and bulky, but I'd rather have it that way than one multifunction device, because, like, if I want to upgrade something, I don't have to upgrade everything. And I do a lot of woodworking. That's a big hobby that I have. And if I want a table saw, I'm going to buy a table saw. I'm not going to buy some combo tool, because that combo tool is not going to work near as good as something that was designed to do just one damn thing. Anyway, there's a little article. And the last one I'm going to talk about today, because we're going over my limit, I guess I'm going to have to move up to 20 minutes, is AOL is acquiring Advertising.com for $435 million. Advertising.com. You ever heard of those? I hadn't until I read the article. This is the first major acquisition for AOL since they bought Time Warner in 2001. And AOL thinks the acquisition will help it make inroads into a high-growth area of online advertising known as pay-for-performance advertising. In this sector, advertisers pay only for an ad if it yields results, such as a customer making a purchase. Traditionally, online advertisers pay based on how many people view the ad. Now, one, if I had ads on the internet, which I don't, I wouldn't want to just have people look at it. I'd want to have results for my ad. But TV ads aren't done by results. They're done by how many people look at it. And most people have learned to completely ignore TV ads. I hadn't heard them a bit. I don't really watch ads. In fact, we don't even have a TV that works. I still watch a lot of TV shows that I want to watch. We just download them off the computer. And that way we don't have to see the ads. And we get to watch them when we want to watch them. Until now, AOL's main exposure to the pay-for-performance market was through Google. I don't personally use AOL, even though they try to make me sell it in the store. I've successfully not sold it to anyone. I didn't realize AOL was using Google. That's like the devil and, Jesus working together. It's kind of odd. AOL generated, actually, $200 million last year from its arrangement with Google. That's a lot of damn money. Anyway, I guess AOL needs lots of money, because they still charge $23.90 for unlimited access. They filter the pictures, so then it'll download faster, so you're not getting such a good quality picture. And they have their whole little fancy AOL web, which is really, 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 really silly. I do hear that AOL is going to start using the Netscape browser, which will at least get them a little bit better. A lot of people come in our store and say, I have all these spyware, blah, 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 and they don't realize that they can use alternative browsers with AOL. I've given Mozilla to several people, Firefox, Mozilla, whatever, when they give them. And everyone that's gotten it has really enjoyed it. Anyway, that's the pilot episode of my show. I don't know what the closing music is going to be. I don't even know what the opening music was. So I hope you enjoyed it. And that's my show. Thanks. Bye.
Nazi war criminals, cancer, darkness, murder, caution, terrorists, castigation, police conspiracy, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, government shutdown, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminals persecuted, semi-automatic handgun, explosive gunman killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist massive losses, hostage, ethnic war, cancer death rate fleeing for their lives, CIA narcotics operations, hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, brutal, bizarre, critical bombing, the gang's roof, criminal anti-government love triangle, deeper and deeper into damage, even death, anti-drug DEA, worldwide ban, time for us to bug out. Rock, rock, rock by rape, rock, rock, rock by rape, rock, rock, rock by rape, sex, drugs, and rock by rape. Disgruntled conspirator, attack, killed. U.S. warplane went down in flames, crash, gunned down, shooting death, blood drops, murderer. Desperate tragedy, isn't he dead? Death penalty, ransom note, forbidding, notorious, overwhelming, communist, urban punishment, low ethics, extortion and murder. A plane crash set an entire neighborhood on fire. International smuggling pipeline. Make it faster, better, cheaper. Health risk, criminals, murdering a man, tough. Diplomatic hell on earth. Magnetic radiation. Fraudulent assassins. Mysterious murder. Chemical terrorism. Military targets. Fatal crash. Danger. Freak accident. No known survivors. Wild and woolly semi-automatic truck bomb. Emergency anti-fatal shooting rampage. Notorious negative police brutality. Fear. The hidden Nazis next door. Lots of rebels. Serious murderer. Accidents, problems, punitive damage. Like that negative, heart-wrenching controversy. Time for us to bug out. Rock, rock, rock by rape. Rock, rock, rock by rape. Rock, rock, rock by rape. Sex, drugs, and rock by rape. Bug out, bug out, bug out, bug, bug.
And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS TV News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.